And now, Second Hand by Chris Offutt, narrated by Carol Monda.
My prized possession is a pair of ostrich skin cowboy boots standing by the bed. I never keep my boots in the closet because a part of me suspects that this house is haunted. There's one room in particular, the family room, that I stay out of. Maybe it's haunted by a failed marriage that is now interfering with me and my boyfriend. He's talking to someone on the phone in another room. His voice lowers slightly, and I'm not sure if he's shifted his body or doesn't want me to overhear. He says, "I don't know. I just don't know. Lately, she's just so, you know." I'm still half asleep and wonder if he's talking about me or his 8-year-old daughter. She's a lonely kid, a little withdrawn, and very smart. She doesn't call me Mommy, which is understandable, but sometimes I wish she did. An acorn hits the roof. Our house is at the end of a country lane, surrounded by white oaks. Not a bad house, but still a rental. People don't take care of rentals the way they do their own house, and I am no exception. Eventually, someone will buy this house after an advertisement says it's a fixer-upper. It's definitely not a starter home, nor a golden years home. It's a dump, is what it is, and I decide to remain in bed the rest of the day, and maybe my life. I'll tell my boyfriend it's cramps. I'll never own a house or be a real mother. I'll become a bed person. 6 months back, I moved here on a temporary basis for a secretarial job that went bad fast. I can't remember ever having a job that didn't go bad fast. I either get mad and quit, or get mad and get fired. Most bosses think that having authority is a license to treat you poorly, and I won't let anyone do that to me. Another acorn hits the roof. I used to like that tree, until nuts covered the driveway, and last weekend I asked my boyfriend's daughter to dump them in a groundhog hole near the door. She did it for about 10 minutes.